All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. It's the Steve Huber Show. Good to have you here. Good fun with Wayne Dupree. WayneDupree.com, the place to find out more. We'll have him back sometime soon. We talked about the Kamala Harris takedown at the hands of a 90-year-old woman at the senior center. We've got that for you. It's not the easiest to hear. It's about 40 seconds. It's not the easiest to hear. But you can get the gist of it. The woman calls her over. Hey, can I talk? Can I ask you a question? Come over here. And then basically says, do not touch our health care. But Kamala Harris, all baffled, all flummoxed, I guess, as it were, when it happens. Bite number two, Kamala Harris and the Senior Citizen Center battle, I suppose. Bite number two, go.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
I understand that you are advocating testing for everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's going to pay for it?
Well, we're going to pay for it because right now, let me tell you something, we're all paying for health care for everyone, and it's in an emergency room.
We got health care system alone.
Okay.
We don't want to get in.
Okay, I don't intend to do a Medicare. Okay, well, I want to make sure your health care is the way you like it. So I'll promise you that, okay? I won't mess with the health care that you have. Are you on Medicare? Okay. Well, it was nice to visit with you. Thank you for the time. Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you for the time. Let me run as fast as I can to the nearest exit. Kamala Harris called out. The woman's 90 years old, by the way. Nails her. And, well, if you like your the health care you have, I'm going to make sure you can get it. That's not what she said last week. Private insurance will be gone under Kamala Harris's Medicare for All. It will be gone. So, but that's a difficult place to be when you're trying to pander to old folks. I mean, you got to step on. You can pander away, right? By the way, breaking news just crossing the wire here. Hong Kong's airport shut down completely now. As the Chinese government liking it to terrorism, the protests ongoing in Hong Kong, hundreds of thousands of people protesting in the streets. It's going to be awfully difficult to get under control. The only way that happens is with an iron fist, and the damage that that will do to the Chinese economy, unclear, but it could be significant, to say the least. That just crossing the wire. That the Chinese authorities have shut down the Hong Kong airport altogether because of protesters there, bringing it to a complete standstill. And so we'll keep an eye on that as we move forward. But that obviously a very volatile situation, to say the least. I mean, when China tends to crack down, they tend to crack down without mercy. All right, so I want to share another little tidbit for you here. This comes to us from Michael Bennett. He's the senator from Colorado. He's one of the also-rans, but he was on the stage in Detroit during the debates there. And Michael Bennett is one of the guys who said, listen, you can't do Medicare for All this way. You can't give everything to everyone. So he was dismissed pretty much out of hand for the sole reason that he is too moderate, too centrist. But here's Michael Bennett making a comment because he can't even get the proper name of the violent Central American street gang, MS-13, right. And then he makes another outrageous claim about MS-13. I want you to hear this. It's bite number six. Bite number six. Go.
John Tester, who's a friend of mine from Montana, just won re-election, barely in Montana, tells a story that I recount in my book, of sitting in his tractor in Big Sandy, Montana, listening to Trump, who had come in to campaign for his opponent, talking about MS-16, the gang. And John's sitting there on the tractor saying, there hasn't been a member of MS-16 within 1,000 miles of Montana ever. But the number one issue in those races was this.
Fascinating, really. A member of MS-13 had never been within 1,000 miles of Montana. It took me about 8 seconds on a Google search to find several articles detailing the activities of MS-13 in Montana, but not just MS-13, the Crips, the Nortinos, the Northern Barrio Locos, Sorrenos, Little Valley Locos, LVL, MS-13, Latin Kings, Jugolos, Modern Outlaws, Folk Nation Gangster Disciples, all operating in the city of Billings, Montana, squarely in the middle of John Tester's state. And this doesn't come from some random individual. It comes from Judge Russell Fagg. Judge Russell Fagg wrote about the gangs of Montana in May of 2017. In May of 2017, Senator Bennett, that's an easy thing to go find. And to have some notion that these Latin American gangs are, what, isolated to Los Angeles? Talk about a racist, ridiculous thing to say. Oh, they're in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York. No, genius. Their reach is far greater than that. They have MS-13 members in Anchorage, Alaska, and across that state. And you think that somehow John Tester, sitting on his tractor in Big Sandy, Montana, which is squarely in the middle of nothing, by the way, somehow has a lock on the intel of where gang members are moving and so on and so forth. Here's what the judge wrote in 2017 in the Missoulian newspaper. We have gang members from other states, often California, who move here or transfer their probation here to start a business, such as drug trafficking, prostitution, or something similar, or possibly worse. 1 in 14 inmates in the Montana prison system is a gang member. 1 in 14. The problem is growing, unfortunately, every single day. And yet, these folks, these candidates for president, would have you believe that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about when he talks about the infiltration of Central American gangs into all of the United States. Please, let's give the man some credit. Michael Bennett, you're not going to be president ever. And any shot you had to be considered rational is now also out the window. Hey, it's Tuesday, 52 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Why's the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.